Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio on issues, people, and events. I'm Tyler Smith. Businesses, churches, two nonprofit organizations are lending a helping hand during this time of severe flooding in South Louisiana. Executive Director for the American Red Cross of North Louisiana, Michelle Davison, joins me by phone for more. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you. So just talking about the conditions down in South Louisiana, we can certainly relate, at least people here in the north part of the state, as we've experienced this just 5 or 6 months prior to this. Kind of talk about what you guys are seeing down there at this point.
That is true. I think probably our part of the state can most uniquely identify with exactly what's going on in Baton Rouge. The number of parishes are about the same. The scope is a little bit larger, but the damage to each home is the same. Whether you have 40,000 homes impacted, which is, closer to what this one is, or the 10,000 that we had impacted here, having 6 feet of water in your home is just heartbreaking. And, we see entire neighborhoods that have just been decimated, entire cities. The city of Denham Springs, for example, I think they're estimating about 90% of the homes have been flooded.
Right.
I mean, that's just, to me, just incomprehensible to imagine. And, some of the stories that we've heard coming out of the disaster area are both heartbreaking and heartwarming, because you have such significant loss from families, but then you have ordinary citizens that are jumping into their boats and going to rescue their neighbors because the fire and police are so tied up rescuing other people at the time. So it really has been an amazing and tragic event at the same time.
Absolutely. And, like going back to the March floods here in Northeast Louisiana, I mean, a lot of residents from South Louisiana came up to lend us a helping hand. And I guess, during this time, that's certainly what the American Red Cross is pushing for at this time. And we were talking just a few minutes ago just about, there's a lot of volunteers down there lending services to them. But the volunteers here locally are being stretched thin because of that. And that's why you guys are pushing for more volunteers at this time.
That's right. We're going to have by this weekend, we will have more than 1,500 volunteers from across the country that are in South Louisiana helping out with this disaster. And we have a significant number that have come from our local area that, of course, unfortunately, have probably some of the best training that they can have because they've lived through all of this before. But that's going to be a continuing need for a long time. This is going to be a disaster that lasts for months, not days. And so we will need volunteers that are willing to go south for many, many weeks to come. And then on the backside, the volunteers that we're sending down play a significant role in our local chapter. And so having them down south is vitally important, but there still are roles that they perform up here that need to be backfilled. And so even people who can't go down to South Louisiana can still help those disaster victims by volunteering to help, whether it's Red Cross, the food bank, or any of your local favorite organizations. Most of us have sent people down south and need help here to make sure our daily operations and services continue without interruption.
Absolutely. And Michelle, I want to get more to the opportunities that are available here locally, but more specifically down south for these people who are going down and volunteering and lending their services to these flood victims. What does that look like? I mean, when they're helping these flood victims, you talked about how it's very strategic in that they want to make these flood victims feel like they are in control and that they do have ownership.
Yeah, and so volunteers right now are doing a myriad of things. Our chief focus for the Red Cross right now is on sheltering, that we are still in the early days of this disaster, and the most important priority is to make sure that people have a safe place to go that's not flooded, they have clean change of clothes, they have food to eat, that they're protected, that they're safe. And so most of our volunteers right now are focused specifically on sheltering and feeding, trying to take care of those residents that we have in our shelters and making sure they're okay. But very quickly now, as the waters are beginning to recede, that focus will shift, and we'll start having people that are down there doing casework, that are doing bulk distribution of things like water and cleanup supplies, people that are actually out doing damage assessment so that the caseworkers can do their job most effectively. So there's a big focus that we're going to be meeting in the next couple of weeks. One of the areas that we don't talk about a lot but that is always in huge need are health services and mental health service volunteers, because, you know, there's a lot of people that are going to be needing medications replaced that may have medical issues that are exacerbated by these floods. And, of course, with all of this loss, especially the loss of lives that we've had, there are going to be families that need mental health support. And Red Cross is able to provide that, but we need the volunteers to help us do that.
Right. And Michelle, just real quickly here, as we wrap up, just talking more about the, because like you said, there are, you know, people who are down there being more hands-on and helping these victims, but there's people who aren't, you know, physically able or for other reasons aren't able to go down there, but there are opportunities here locally to help out. What can people do here locally?
Well, probably one of the best ways that you can help out if you can't volunteer is to give your financial resources. And I know people don't always, like to give money, and sometimes they like to give items, but it, for us, it really is more cost effective and better service for us to be able to provide the financial resources to these clients so that they control their own recovery. One of the things that we really want them to do is to feel like they own that recovery. They're not a disaster victim. They are in charge of how they recover, the choices that they make, the decisions that are moving them toward getting back to a normal life. And something as simple as allowing them to buy the shirt that they like, in a size they like, in a color that they like. It's a very small thing. Very, very small.
Absolutely.
But it's a critical component.
Right, but making a big difference in the process. Michelle Davis joining me in discussion about the flood efforts in South Louisiana and how you can help here locally. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Find this and other Land Yaps on our website at kedm.org.